Okay, let's unpack this a bit. Today, we're doing a deep dive into something, well, something we see having a real impact right here in our work, the power of language.
Yeah, specifically how it shapes how we all see young people, and maybe more importantly, how they see themselves.
Exactly. It comes up again and again.
It's funny how, like, small shifts in wording can make such a big difference.
That's where it gets really interesting, isn't it? Think about this scenario, something we've probably all heard versions of. A young person says, I'm so impatient and frustrated. I just want a job now.
Right, that urgency. And maybe the typical reaction is, well, not always helpful.
But what if the response is, ah, okay. So you mean you're really eager and ambitious?
See, that reframing, it's not just like putting a positive spin on it for the sake of it. It actually changes how that energy is perceived.
So instead of seeing a problem in patience, you're highlighting a strength, eagerness, drive.
Precisely. You're shifting the focus. You're sort of nudging the perception away from, oh, this person is difficult, towards, wow, this person is motivated. It helps people look for the positive, the potential.
So it's less about just being nice and more about tapping into how we actually interpret things,
Yeah.
changing the lens we use.
Exactly. And it's not just in those one-on-one chats. We see this pop up elsewhere too, right? Systemically.
Oh, yeah. Think about job descriptions sometime.
Totally. Or application forms, even the kinds of questions asked in interviews.
Like asking for years of experience for a role that really someone eager and capable could learn quickly, even if they haven't had that specific job before.
Exactly that. Or, using terms like professionalism in ways that might accidentally filter out people just because their communication style is maybe a bit different. Less formal, perhaps.
Which can be more common with younger folks or people from different backgrounds.
Right. And often it's completely unintentional, but that language still creates these hurdles. It can screen out really great potential candidates who just don't fit that very specific, maybe outdated mold.
And that really puts the focus back on the system, not just the young person. Okay,
Right.
so what's the impact then on the young people themselves when they hear this language, positive or negative?
Ah, that's such a crucial piece. When young people keep hearing their drive called, say, aggressive, or maybe their directness gets labeled disrespectful,
Ooh, yeah.
it can really chip away at their confidence, their belief in themselves. They start to internalize those negative labels. But
Makes sense.
flip that around. When their traits are reframed positively, when they hear themselves described with words like eager, ambitious, passionate, ready,
Builds them up.
completely, you see their self-perception improve. And that boosts their motivation, their willingness to keep trying, to go for those opportunities. It genuinely affects how they view their own capabilities.
So it's not just about how we see them, it's fundamentally about how they learn to see themselves. So what does this all mean for you listening? What's the takeaway here?
Well, I think it's about becoming more aware, maybe, more mindful of the words we choose when we're talking about young people or talking to them.
And maybe questioning the language used around us, in our workplaces, maybe in community programs.
Yeah, asking, are we accidentally using language that focuses on deficits? Are the words we're using creating barriers, even small ones?
And thinking back to that first example, we actually saw this play out. A young person, really keen on getting into construction,
Yeah.
super driven.
That impatience was pure readiness, right?
Exactly. And once that was reframed, seen as eagerness, and they got connected to an opportunity that actually valued that drive,
Yeah.
it just clicked. It wasn't just semantics, it opened a door.
Yeah. It really makes you wonder, doesn't it? Are we sometimes valuing patience, which, okay, has its place over that raw eagerness or ambition?
Simply because of how we've gotten used to labeling things.
Could be. Maybe patience isn't always the number one virtue we should be looking for. Sometimes that drive is exactly what's needed.
Let's keep thinking about these narratives
Yeah.
because it seems clear the words we choose aren't just words, they're tools. They can either hold young people back or help them truly see and step into their own potential.